Now back to the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Because like driving by a car crash, you're just drawn to it.
Oh, a band will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, let's do it. 125 Club is now officially open. Let's do it. Thursday Music Club coming up. Warren Haynes, part of that. And thanks. This is why I don't tout the text line, because people type things like this. Market, 1:12 p.m. and Carney finally mentioned the Grateful Dead. Z z z z z z. Was that you that typed that? I'm sorry, Warren Haynes was in the Grateful Dead, but he was also in Government Mule. Allman Brothers, when's your next doctor's appointment? Because I really miss Howard right now. Let's go back to the club and slam, and Sammy Sound is here, and some played forward stuff to talk about before we get into some local noise. Hello there.
Hello, hello. Am I opening up for Warren Haynes? Just want to know.
Are you open, like, emotionally, or?
Yeah, emotionally.
No, she's the opening act.
Warren Haynes isn't actually coming. He's got a brand new release out.
Oh, I'm almost famous.
But I'm sure he'll come back. Ashes and Dust, the new release. Great version of Gold Dust Woman.
Really?
On this, yeah. It's really, really good. And he covers some other stuff. So enough about him. Let's talk about you. We'll get to Warren in a bit. So how are you?
I'm good.
How are things with Play It Forward?
Play It Forward is rocking and rolling. Yeah. I'm so excited. I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell me, we always talk about the bands that help out, and they'll be playing a gig, and they'll give a portion of the proceeds to Play It Forward, which gets instruments into the hands of kids, and an instrument drive at their shows. But they're almost always rock bands. Do you get much support from the jazz or the country community?
Well, definitely from the country community. Well, Hungarians, John Holtzum is a board member of the program. So we are actually planning a big show in January or February with a little country tick to it. So I'm excited about that.
All right.
And, you know, I think that as far as well as we're known, we haven't reached every demographic musically. So if there's a jazz band out there that would like to do something with Play It Forward, we're certainly excited about that, especially when we need a baritone sax still. Okay. Those are hard to come by.
Yeah, well, you're still looking, so I guess they would be.
I'm telling you, I've called around. I'm trying to rent one, and they're all rented out.
Yeah.
So it's been a little frustrating on that tip.
So how much would it be to buy one?
They're pretty expensive. On the low end, about $2,300. I could probably find one used off eBay or Craigslist or something like that. But I know there's one out there available for a student, because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
The synchronicity.
We got that tuba, didn't you?
No, not yet.
Still trying to get the tuba?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and rent the tuba for the Grand Arts Center for a little while.
That's Josh.
Just bring Josh to the classroom.
The tuba sound.
So, but
not
we
if
did.
You have to tell them.
So, an oboe. Are you familiar with the oboe?
I know what an oboe is.
Well, I didn't know what it was, and it looks like a clarinet instrument to me. But no, apparently it's not.
No, it's a hell of a lot bigger than a clarinet.
You think?
Looks like a bong. Am I thinking of the right thing? It's got a big thing. It's got that little pipe thing.
That's not an oboe.
What is that?
That's a bassoon, okay. Right? Okay. Yes?
Sure.
Oboe does look like a clarinet.
It does.
So tell me your oboe story, because I have an oboe story.
Do you?
I mean,
we're probably going to be the only two people that have oboe stories.
What's your oboe story?
Well, a lot of times we get a wish list from a particular center or program that things that they want. And I just received it, and it was an oboe. And I'm like, ooh, I don't even know what that is. And I know I don't have one in inventory. And then I went to a program for pianos for people.
The Build an Oboe Workshop at the Galleria.
No.
No?
Okay.
Different program?
Anyway, I went to this Pianos for People thing, and I was talking to one of the board members there, and she says, oh, I have an instrument I can donate. And I go, well, that'd be great. What is it? And I'm hoping it's a tuba or a baritone sax. And she goes, I have an oboe. And I went, oh.
Okay, this is weird.
Yeah. I need one of those. And she gave it to me like 2 days later, and I just delivered it to the school. And they are just ecstatic. They just cannot believe Play It Forward
You're
continues.
Getting it done,
girl. To give those instruments.
All right, you want my oboe story?
I kind of do.
So last Sunday, I taught a cooking class.
Yes.
For 16 people at the Kitchen Conservatory. Somebody bought it at an auction fundraiser for Men's Group Against Cancer. One of the ladies that was in the group is the oboist. I don't know if that's a word. Oboe player, oboist for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Two oboes in a week?
I was getting real excited because I thought you wanted an oboe. I'm like, I'll call her. I bet she's got 10.
Well, I bet we could use another one.
She does it for a living.
Are you disappointed now that you realize that the oboe is not the bassoon? You thought this lady had that big bassoon with the thing?
I try.
Oh, she's just an oboe player.
No.
This is what an oboe sounds like. Kind of like a clarinet, right?
Sounds like traffic. And I don't mean Dave Mason and company.
Oh, like honking of horns.
No, I can see it's got the clarinet sexy sound. Anyway, I thought you needed one. I'll call her. We'll see if we can get some more oboes for you.
Well, I think when we place it into a classroom like Orchestrating Diversity, it's great to have one. But it's always a blessing to have a second because each student can learn from one another instead of trying to share the instrument.
Okay.
So always important. And speaking of Orchestrating Diversity, we're also taking them a trumpet this afternoon. And Dewey International Studies Elementary just requested a drum kit. And someone just gave me one the other day. I have a full drum kit. It's beautiful.
Great.
And the one they have, she said, is just completely falling apart. Didn't know if we had one available. And I go, well, we happen to have one. So we'll be taking care of that next week. Or Joe Bazilli. Bazilli. What's his name?
He's your buddy.
I know. I can never get it right. Joey B.
Like this,
I know
B.
he does. So he'll be hosting the show while I'm away.
2 weeks, you're gone, right?
I think.
You're gone for 3 weeks?
Maybe four, I'm not sure.
Okay. Whatevs. Probably come back with another name. Play it forward, STL.org, for more information, how you can help out, what's going on, and getting instruments into the hands of kids. Because sadly, and I mention this a lot, but these programs at school, the districts have to cut back, and the schools have to cut back, and the music programs are usually the first thing to go. So it's laughable, the money that they have. They don't have money for sheet music. They don't have the instruments for these kids to play. And these kids otherwise, not with those kinds of distractions, end up getting in trouble, you know, fall into gangs, fall into drugs, end up on the radio. And it's just important for them to have healthy activities to pursue, and you make that happen. So hats off to you for that.
Thank you. And I think it's important in our community to support local community projects, and we've been around for a long time, and we've delivered probably over 700 instruments.
Played Forward, STL.org. The other hat you wear, turning us on to some local sounds, and let's move into that arena, shall we?
Well, this is kind of fun. This is new to the club, speaking about younger artists. I'm not correct. Exact correctly on their ages, but I'm going to say 16, 17, 18 year olds. This is called The Miles. This track is going to be Missing You, a Rolling Stones cover. You can check them out on Friday at 5:30 to 8:30 at the Kirkwood Family Market, family friendly, Ghost Maze, buy in pumpkins. And you can also check them out Saturday, October 17th at 612 Kitchen and Cocktails. That used to be Graham's Grill and Bar in Kirkwood. So that's at 612 Woodbine Road in Kirkwood from 8 to 12.
Quick fact check, tomorrow, Kirkwood Farmers Market.
Yes.
Okay, because you said Kirkwood Family Market.
Oh, I'm sorry, Farmers Market on Friday from 5:30 to 8:30.
That's where I get my pumpkins every year.
That is fascinating
information. How about that?
John Waite gave us Missing You. The Rolling Stones gave us Miss You.
Did I say missing?
Did.
Thank God you're here to correct me.
Can we play it?
Please.
Let's do it. It's The Miles on the Music Club.
Now, the whole night long, now,
been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you, child. I've been waiting in the hall. I've been sleeping all alone. Wanna kiss you, child. Woo-hoo.
Some School of Rock graduates. These guys all 16, 17, 18 years old.
Yeah, they're relatively young, but they're great musicians. Who do we have there? We've got Caitlin, Alexander, Austin, Daniel. You can check them out at Baldwin Days, Rib Fest, Highway 61 Roadhouse.
They're working
Just
more than we
John's.
Are. What's
yeah,
up
they're busy.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I wouldn't say that Miss You is an obscure Rolling Stone song, but for a 16-year-old, it probably is.
Uh-huh.
Off a not-as-popular album.
It's good stuff.
All right, so there is number one, The Miles, the band. A lot of opportunities to see him. What else you got for us?
Track two, Kyle Yardley. Great St. Louis performer. You can catch him all over the place. But this Sunday, October 18th, back at Kirkwood Brewing Station on East Jefferson, they're doing the International Blues Challenge. Lots of artists on that. It's sponsored by the St. Louis Blues Society. Doors open at 2 o'clock. It's a $5 cover. You can check them out at kyleyardleyblues.webs.com. And I just think this track is fantastic. I love this guy. And this is new for me. I haven't come across him before.
All right. Well, we'll go out with Kyle Yardley. Thank you, Slam and Sammy Sound. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Don't forget, playforwardstl.org. Music Club rolling on with Kyle Yardley.
Every word was true, but I heard from the people around town, you've been playing me for a fool, and that's alright. Little girl, I guess you done changed your mind. Well, you told me that you love me, but little girl, I guess you done changed your mind. Well, I love your son.
All right, that's Thursday Music Club, and finish it up with Kyle Yardley, Slam and Sammy Sound, back in a few weeks, but we'll have the Music Club for you next week. Continue with more Music Club. Warren Haynes coming up. Let's check out traffic first, though. Our first check.